Not only did he ask him for permission, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that don't forget me, O my young brother, Ya Ukhayya, O my young brother, don't forget me in your du'as. Another big lesson we learn, that who's asking for du'a? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his maqam, such a high maqam Allah Pak had given him, the highest maqam any person could ever have, any human being, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has got, but he's asking his junior to make du'a. So that teaches us another thing, it doesn't matter who we are, we shouldn't feel shy to ask a younger person, a junior person, somebody is going now for Umrah, somebody perhaps, if we ask him to make du'a for us, he will make du'a for us, so then we shouldn't feel shy that this person is younger than me, he's a young boy, why should we ask him? Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking Umar radiallahu anhu, don't forget me, O young man, O my young brother, in your du'as. فَقَالَ كَلِمَةً مَا يَسُرُّنِي أَنَّ لِي بِهَدْ دُنْيَا Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said these words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made me so happy that I wouldn't be prepared to exchange for these words anything of this world. If I'm offered any amount in this world, then give me those words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you, that don't forget me in your du'as, O my young brother, I will not exchange. In other words, I will not exchange anything of this dunya. So happy I am with those words. But those words came also because of the humility of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, because of the mashwara that he made with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So because of the barakat of that mashwara, also these beautiful words came from the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another hadith it comes, Ashrikna ya ukhayya fi du'aik, that O my young brother, don't forget us, make us part. O my young brother, make us part of your du'as. So another thing we learn from here, is that when a person is making du'a, then he should make du'a for everybody. If we have this quality of making du'a for everyone, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that other people will include us in their du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.